When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Welcome to a Weird News Roundup presented by Odyssey's Something Offbeat podcast. We explore strange tales reported on by Odyssey's radio newsrooms from coast to coast. I'm your Roundup host, Lauren Berry. This week, we're visiting ghosts of a long-gone streetcar system that was recently discovered under a Detroit-area roadway. We'll also hear about the new frontier that artificial intelligence has opened up for ghosts, with programs that offer to recreate loved ones who have passed away. After that, we're going to hear about the new, quote, death pants that are wreaking havoc and causing people to laugh quite a bit at viral social media posts. Finally, we'll end the show hearing about the launch of a new version of Play-Doh just for adults. To get things started, come along with me to Royal Oak, Michigan, an inner ring suburb of Detroit. A project is currently underway there to create a plaza with outdoor seating. In the process of making that plaza, century-old streetcar tracks were discovered underneath the roadway. Amanda Forrester of Odyssey Station WWJ News Radio in Detroit recently discussed this find with the Royal Oak Historical Society's Robert Muller. Here's some of their talk.
Why don't we start with kind of the obvious, what is a streetcar and what were they used for?
Okay. Amazingly, at the turn of the 20th century, we had an electric rail system running all through eastern North America. Streetcars were generally the ones that were running back and forth within your city, but there was also the interurban. So you could have, in Royal Oak, gotten on a interurban car, and you might have changed because you were hitting different companies and gone, say, all the way to St. Louis for a few dollars. It almost sounds funny to me today because we're thinking so much about like electric rail today, and here we had this entire network. What killed it, and it started killing it in the late 40s in Royal Oak, and it killed it completely in Detroit. They still had a streetcar system. I'm not sure how far it went, but I know it came up Woodward to where the State Fair was, and you could have got a streetcar and ridden all the way down to go shopping at Hudson's or something. Basically, Henry Ford killed streetcars. He and Firestone, who made tires, they lost in the Supreme Court because they were doing things that weren't quite kosher. They were telling a lot of cities they'd sell them buses cheap if they got rid of their streetcars. and 1956 Detroit finished getting rid of it. What I've been told is those streetcars were sold to Mexico City and they're still being used. Royal Oak had, like I said, their system lasted till I think it was 48, at which point buses were messing it up. I mean, a streetcar, we've got some historical references where people commented that the streetcar came in and I can go to my friend's house and only have to walk a mile now instead of walking the whole 6-7 miles to their house. And today most people would, you know, walking a mile would be terrible, but people were excited about this. When buses and cars came in, it's really hard to change the streetcar tracks. That isn't going to happen. And that bus can change its route overnight. So it pretty well caused the doom of streetcars. That's sort of a basic thing of how they operated. They were electric. They had wires that had to go overhead. And a little mast went up and ran on the wires. And so it was an electric motor that was powering the streetcar.
When I hear streetcar, like, I kind of default to like the ones that you see in California, like San Diego and San Francisco. I know that they like famously had those streetcars, but you don't really picture it in Detroit. And I'm assuming it's because of the prevalence of cars. But what does a discovery like this mean when you're looking at tracks that have been lying under a roadway for decades, waiting to be found?
Over 100 years, about 120 years, and those they just pulled up. I'm not sure what they're doing downtown right now. I don't know why they had to tear so deep, because when they just resurfaced Washington, they went down to the rails, they cleaned everything off between the rails. They couldn't have a rail that was coming loose, because I guess when they put asphalt, which is hundreds of degrees, they would then bend up through the road, which, you know, meant you had to redo your road. So there was a few areas they cut them out, but most of them they were able to put asphalt right over the top. Yeah, they broke all the cement out, and they obviously dug all the way down, pulled out the ties, pulled out the rails. So I'm not sure what they're doing that needed that, because there's probably many, many places under Detroit that the rails, again, are still under the modern road. I'm sure Woodward Avenue has that. I know Main Street in Royal Oak, they resurfaced it, but they didn't go as far, but they were far enough down that you could see the rust lines where the rails were. And we had old maps that showed where the system was, so we were sort of walking around to see, can we tell if they're still there? But, yeah, this entire system, but cars and buses just eliminated it. Cars even more. I mean, you know, you hop in your car, you drive somewhere. You weren't having to either walk or ride a horse in 1900, you know, to get 2-3 miles away from your house. In Royal Oak, there was even a freight depot. You could have ordered things from stores in downtown Detroit. It would have been put on the streetcar, brought up to the Royal Oak Freight Depot, and you could have gone there and picked it up. Sort of the Amazon of 1900.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
As we imagine the ghosts of Royal Oak at the turn of the 20th century hopping on a streetcar, artificial intelligence companies are working on ways to make digital ghosts come to life. This idea has been around for a while. Last October, I even reported on news that actress Suzanne Summers' widower, Alan Hamill, was working to create an AI version of her at Summers' request. Now, several AI companies are working on creating these generative ghosts. Dana Wright and Sam Stevie III of the Dana and Parks Show out of Odyssey Station KMBZ in Kansas City discussed the phenomenon this week.
Jack Manning knows firsthand the emotional and practical challenge of memorializing a loved one in a way that feels appropriate. He lost his sister more than 10 years ago.
Appropriate?
He and his family spent hundreds of hours raising funds to organize a volunteer project honoring her. It took years, he says, of bake sales and 5K to raise money to honor her memory in a way that was meaningful to us. He told CBS News, "I thought, surely, there could be a way that technology can help us." Enter artificial intelligence. Manning, a doctoral candidate in information science at the University of Colorado Boulder, is now studying the use of large language models, LLMs, to create what some are calling generative ghosts. Basically, AI chatbots trained on a dead person's social media posts, emails, audio and video recordings, photos, and other data to create a digital simulation that family and friends can, quote, interact with after an individual's death.
Right.
Quoting here from Manning, "It's definitely a growing sector. We are seeing growth in interest in how AI and grief intertwine."
Well, obviously there's growth in interest because 2 years ago we didn't even think this was possible.
A number of startups now offer these services. Seance AI.
Yeah. Hey, at least they're honest.
No. You Only Virtual and RE Memory.
Seance AI.
RE Memory lets users create lifelike avatars of their loved ones based on photos and voice recordings.
Yep. This is the way of the future.
An associate professor at the University of Colorado Boulder who studies socio-technical systems, Manning and his colleagues observed study participants' reactions to the AI ghosts of people they had lost. Quote, "Participants filled out a simple survey, sharing positive memories of a loved one, talking about their upbringing, their core traits. And they were fascinated by how much this system can do with so little information. There are two basic kinds of generative ghosts. A simple, quote, death bot could be limited to playing back verbatim any statements recorded by a loved one, but would be incapable of simulating the deceased's manner of communication. Generative ghosts, you guys, go significantly further by recreating the deceased's voice and manner of communication and offering the ability to interact with the living, even responding to questions in a recognizably familiar way.
Literally inputting their personality into a digital cloud.
No, 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 no. Oh, and by the way, it's only $24 a month. This is not...
Up next, we'll hear about a dangerous pair of pants that have been going viral on social media. And for Play-Doh lovers who feel that they've outgrown the classic toy, we've got some great news for you. That's when we get back from a short break on this Weird News Roundup presented by Odyssey's Something Offbeat podcast. Thank you for listening to this special presentation of Weird News from Odyssey's Something Offbeat. You might have seen posts or videos about these pants online. They're blowing in the breeze on a beautiful summer day in some of them. Then, all of a sudden, the woman wearing the pants trips and stumbles. Sometimes she'll fall down altogether. You see, these aren't just any wide-legged pants. They're the Zara Death Pants. Given that nickname for their apparent tendency to trip their wearers. Not because they've actually caused any deaths. For $45, the polyester trousers with an elastic waistband look stylish and trendy. But are the wipeouts worth it? Chad Hartman of Odyssey Station WCCO News Talk in the Twin Cities and CBS News reporter Jamie Yukas discussed what's going on with these death pants and whether it's okay to laugh at the videos. Let's listen in.
Wide leg pants. That have come back. The Zara pants that have come back, including Dave on his story today, about a number of injuries where women are just getting used to the Zara pants and the wide leg at the bottom, and they're tripping and falling. Are you wearing the Zara pants?
It's Zara. I do not have the Zara pants, but I have gotten totally on board with the baggy jean trend. It's taking me back to high school. I'm having fun with it. I'm wearing baggy t-shirts, maybe a flannel over the t-shirt. Like I'm all in on the trend. We ran this story because all of us got it in our feed, probably because a lot of us are kind of on the baggy pant trend.
Yep.
So here's my question for you.
Yeah.
Are you the person who secretly laughs and loves when someone falls? Or do you feel like embarrassed and terrible for them and it's awful?
Okay. We have to have the caveat that I know the person is not injured in some way. Okay?
Well, the Zara pants are injured. Like, they're calling them death pants. These people are getting, like, scrapes on their hands.
I know.
And, like,
I know. I know. You know what I say about that? Calm down. I mean, I think we all know death, getting a scrape on your hand as you brace yourself, isn't quite death. Let me put it this way. If it's a friend of mine and they're okay, I'm chuckling. I am. Now, I am. Okay. Now, if let's say they're formally dressed and it's a big event, and they're walking in the event, and then I'm like, oh, no, not this. Not now. I mean, come on. Have it when it's just me and her out for a happy hour or something like that. Not in front of a big crowd. That's more problematic. You normally lead with your heart, but you also have a keen sense of humor. I'm going to say you have the ability to do both, and you certainly, more often than not, are going to feel bad, but you also are capable of laughing.
Oh, I think these videos are hilarious, to be honest with you.
That's the way to answer it. That's the way to go.
I think as someone who is clumsy, and especially like in my teen years was very clumsy, like I think about, like now I have the ability to laugh at myself and other people
for
where
sure.
It's not malicious, right? Like, as a teenager being clumsy, and it was, like, the most mortifying, awful thing ever. So I think in some ways I find it funny because it's like, well, look how much I've been able to grow and laugh at myself.
If you can't poke fun at yourself, then you need to start. Come on. Life is serious, And there are times we have to be serious and have to show our intellect. Other times we just screw up and make a fool of ourselves, and you got to own it, admit it, and just chuckle. That's definitely the way to go. I mean, some of the quotes here in the story, the deadly Zara pants claim yet another victim. Another quote, they do really need a hazard warning. Here's another one. There should be a Netflix documentary about these pants. I'm a victim. Can I be interviewed for the documentary? Oh
my goodness.
Dave Harrigan, it's someone you know. They're fine. It's not over for them, but they fall right in front of your eyes. What's your move?
I'm laughing my butt off.
Yeah.
You saw what we were doing yesterday before the show. We had
explain to Jamie the video that we watched. You had already watched about five times before me. I then watched it three times and laughed heartily each time.
I was crying, laughing multiple times watching video of an older gentleman umpiring a youth baseball game who took a foul ball to the groin, not one, not two, but three times in the first four innings. And the last time you thought he died. And I don't think I've laughed harder in years.
Okay, can I just say the thing that the video I'm laughing about, because it looks like a Wile E. Coyote like cartoon, is that guy getting hit by the bison in Yellowstone?
Yes.
And goes flying into the air. Like, it looks cartoon. Like, what is happening?
Well,
he also has like the greatest Christmas card ever.
Did you love Play-Doh as a child? Did you make like a lot of slightly lopsided dinosaurs and then forget to put the rest of the Play-Doh back in the little container so that globs of the stuff dried right into your Barbie's hair? No, that was just me. Well, for those of you who, like me, loved Play-Doh and want a nostalgic experience without going to a kid's toy store to buy some, you now have a new option. Hasbro, that's the company that makes Play-Doh, just came out with a version for adults. ABC's Sue Yoon joined Odyssey station WBEN News and Talk in Buffalo with all the details.
Has launched its first Play-Doh for adults. Sue, tell us about this.
Hi, yeah. Play-Doh Hasbro has a CEO now who's trying to age up a lot of its offerings, toys and games. And Play-Doh launched a collection called Blooms yesterday, which is a floral arrangement you can make using Play-Doh. And you can actually, and there, it comes with a finishing spray and a vase that you could, you know, kind of preserve what you make and keep it around if you want as decor.
So it's a little bit different than the Play-Doh that we're used to from our kid years?
Yeah, well, it's definitely, it feels similar, but it's definitely marketed differently with some different colors. It looks a little bit more sophisticated and grown up in its packaging. It comes in tubes instead of those canisters that we remember, and the scent's a little different.
Okay, what's the expectation then with this grown-up market? And I'm wondering, when you say grown-ups, I mean, could we even be talking seniors?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I think they're thinking of, like, you know, tweens, like people who age out of the original Play-Doh that we think of. Yeah, I think it goes to any age. I was thinking about making some of these with my mom. It just kind of, I think it's playing into this trend right now we have where crafting's very popular. People are trying to get less screen time. People are drinking less and looking for things to do, you know, in person and kind of connect with other people. And I think it's great for that. It's tactile. And actually, I was joking that I'm having some hand issues lately, and I play with putty at night as PT, and this would be great for that also.
I think there's a lot of people that are probably perking up listening to this and saying, you know what, this is just what I need. Is there more of this stuff to come? Does it seem maybe even from other companies?
Oh, I think so. I think in general, like, you know, companies are trying to appeal to different markets and expand the markets that they have. And but the Hasbro CEO told me yesterday that this is the first collection of several more. And he wouldn't tell me exactly what was next, but he hinted at paintings or sculptures or architecture. And if you think of a company like Lego, they've kind of aged up their audience in terms of these special and elaborate collections, right? Like you, where you can build the Taj Mahal or like a famous sneaker or, the, or now they, I think the $800 Sagra, the big cathedral in Barcelona. I'm forgetting the name right now. Yeah,
I can't. It's escaping me too. But I know exactly what you mean. Definitely for you know an elevated older crowd. You know, to not just for kids, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Sue,
$100 new toy.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening to this Weird News Roundup presented by Odyssey's Something Offbeat podcast. This episode was written and produced by me, Lauren Berry. Special thanks to WWJ News Radio in Detroit, The Dana and Parks Show out of KMBZ in Kansas City, WCCO News Talk in the Twin Cities, and WBEN News and Talk in Buffalo. You can find all of these programs and the Something Offbeat podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
"You with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold?
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305?
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50?
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
As the school year ramps up, so does the time your family spends online, whether it's helping with homework, managing busy schedules, or staying connected. It's a great time to refresh your digital life, but you need a digital sidekick that works quietly in the background without slowing you down. That's where Webroot comes in. Webroot offers flexible protection for individuals and families, from standalone products to all-in-one bundles. While you handle the back-to-school rush, Webroot works to block harmful websites before you click, keeps your password secure and easy to manage, and even optimizes your devices to keep them running smoothly. It's fast, light, and effective protection designed for your everyday life. Go to webroot.com/odyssey to get 60% off today. That's webroot.com/odyssey. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional. Visit webroot.com/odyssey today to get 60% off. Again, that's webroot.com/odyssey.